Well, finally, remember Francis Fukuyama's end of history thesis? This was at the end of the Cold War. The Soviet Union had just collapsed. Fukuyama, past guest on Between the Lines, he argued that we were witnessing the end point of humankind's ideological evolution and the universalization of market democracy. Well, history has returned, according to my ABC colleague, Stan Grant. He recently gave the John Curtin anniversary lecture, and he asked the question, can liberal democracy survive?
Fukuyama argued that liberal democracy may constitute, quote, the end of mankind's ideological evolution, the final form of human government. As he wrote, as mankind approaches the end of the millennium, the twin crises of authoritarianism and socialist central planning have left only one competitor standing in the ring as an ideology of potential universal validity, liberal democracy, the doctrine of individual freedom and popular sovereignty. George H.W. Bush, the 41st president, addressing Congress in 1990, hailed a new optimism. As he said, free from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. President Bush said a new world was struggling to be born, a world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. Liberal democracy came to be seen as a fait accompli. Those remaining holdouts soon too would be swept aside. In 1997, President Bill Clinton lectured the Chinese leadership saying its refusal to adopt liberal democracy put it, quote, on the wrong side of history. Who would have doubted President Clinton back then? This was the age of globalization, a more connected world, a more wired world. Borders and trade barriers were coming down, people and goods moving more freely. Europe would soon put aside its blood-soaked history to form a new union. But history is not so predictable, nor so easily tamed. With the vantage of hindsight, we can see how the triumphant West fell prey to hubris. With an unshakable belief in liberalism and its shibboleths, secularism, universalism, individualism, tied to the power of the market. The West went to sleep at the very time when its power and reach was at its height. Political scientist Joseph Nye, the man credited with coining the phrase soft power, in his book The Paradox of American Power, warned about the dangers of what he saw as American complacency. After the collapse of the Soviet Empire and the end of the Cold War, he said, the United States stopped paying attention to the world and turned its sights inward. Even those who did look beyond America, he wrote, became arrogant about our power, arguing we did not need to heed other nations. We seemed both invincible and invulnerable. Political scientist and former Singapore ambassador to the United Nations, Kishore Mahbubani, in his new book, poses the question, has the West lost it? The short answer, not yet. But history is turning. The West, he says, has been at the forefront of history for 200 years, but now it must adapt to a world it no longer dominates. Mahbubani says Fukuyama's end of history did a lot of brain damage. Having won the Cold War, the West went on autopilot. In 2008, journalist and political commentator Fareed Zakaria published his book, The Post-American World. The United States, he said, was not vanishing, but other powers had risen to challenge it. Tyranny, racism, colonization are part of the Western tradition, yet that same tradition holds out the tantalizing possibility of liberty. It's that very idea that is at risk in our age. It is also liberal democracy's greatest last line of defence. It is liberalism that can truly speak of the equality of all and hold despots to account. It is liberalism that can truly say government of the people, by the people, for the people. I'm heartened by the words of the French political writer and diplomat Alexis de Tocqueville, who in the 19th century famously travelled to America to encounter that nation's experiment in democracy. He saw its vices and its virtues, but as he wrote, democracies always look weaker than they really are. They are all confusion on the surface, but have lots of hidden strengths. Thank you so much.
Well, that was Stan Grant, host of the ABC's A Matter of Fact. He was delivering the John Curtin Anniversary Lecture in Perth just recently.